shechra, asrei rav lahu shechra. Amru rabban kamed rav sheishes, neima kasav rav nosin tam afgam asr. Amru rav sheishes, be'alma sav rav nosin tam afgam motor, acha chidushu nahamimas mayas uvdili in jiminei, afilachi asra taira, hilkach nosin tam afgam nami asr. And then, Amr Rava, Hilchas Anosin Tamfgam Mutter, Vachbar Abashechra, Lo Yidana, my time of the Rav, Imi Shom, De Kasav Anosin Tamfgam Aser, Velas Hilchas Kavasa, Imi Shom, De Kasav Anosin Tamfgam Mutter, Vachbar Abashechra, Mish, Ashbuche, Mishbach. So we have a machlokas between Rosh Hashas and Rava. If no Saint Tam Lavgam applies to Dvar Me'usim, even according to Manda Amar, no Saint Tam Lavgam is generally Mutter. So according to Rav Sheishas, we say that since an achbar being aser is a chiddush, a chiddush Torah, so therefore, now, we all talked about the fascinating machlokas, Rashi Tosfos over there, what that means. We'll assume now, we don't have to get into it, but if it's a chiddush that it's aser in the first place, so therefore, Rav Sheishas says, Memela, the normal leniencies don't apply, and Rava disagrees. Rava says, no, there's two dinim. The guf ha'achbar is aser, even though it's disgusting. That is the chiddush shechid shetayra. But in terms of the regular din of its plato, so then we follow the normal leniency of no sein tam levgam. And why didn't he say like Rosh Hashas? So the Rashba explains, en l'chabar l'chidusho. The Torah asered eating it, so that's the minimum. And we have no license to expand that. So we have and Rav is misupik. What was the reason for Rav? In other words, if the reason for Rav was because no Saint Tam Lefgam is mutter, so then if Rav held no time is mutter, so then we would have to be machmir by Sheikhar that fell into an achbar that fell into a Sheikhar. Otherwise, we could be mako. So, good. And we paskin, of course, that like Rava, and therefore, well, we'll see in a second, but the Shulchan Aruch paskins like Rava, and therefore, if an achbar falls into Sheikhar, then we would be machmir. Let's say it sat there for more than 24 hours, so it would be kavush. So then the shechar would become aser. Good. So what about if a fly fell into your shechar or the like? Is it limited to how does that? So the Beis Yosef quoted the Rashba, who said, since we paskin like Rava, it's mutter. As long as you had rov keneged the fly, it's going to be mutter. Why? Even if it got mushed up. And that's the psak in the Shulchan Aruch over here in Sif Gimel. And that's why, for example, as long as there's no birya problem, if a bug falls into the soup, so then it's mutter. However, the Beis Yosef quoted that there are actually machmirim on the shayla. The Shari Dura is machmir, and he says that you need shishim keneged the plate of the fly. And this is the view of the Tur in Simen Kuf Zayin Sif Beis. And the Shach over there, Simen Kuf Zayin Sif Katan Zayin, writes that this is the opinion of Harbe Poskim, and Shach cites many Poskim. So, Lamashal, right? In Hilchos Shabbos, we talk all about what happens if a fly falls into your chicken soup, and what's the halachos in terms of borer, the chazamish, and the taz, and the like. Why doesn't everybody think, wait, maybe my chicken soup isn't kosher? So you'll say, there's shishim, but I take it out with a spoon. It's not shishim in the spoon. And maybe I should have to kasher the spoon. So if you learn like the Rashba, no problem, because flies are no Saint Tam Lavgam. If you learn like the Shari Dura, so it would be a problem. You couldn't eat your soup unless there was shishim kenegdo, and your spoon could be on kosher.
Well,
if it's hot chicken soup, who eats cold chicken soup? So if it's hot, now we'll talk about Simen Kuf Hei, we'll talk about it as a Klisheni, Klishlishi, all that, but potentially it's an issue that you would have to deal with, is the point. If your fly falls into the pot, the actual pot of second soup. So the point is you'd have to treat it like any other Machol Sasuros, according to the Shari Dura. According to the Rashba, we would be Mako. Now, the truth is that among those who are Machmir by flies, there's actually two schools of thought. If you look at the way the Beis Yosef understood the Shari Dura, he understood that the Shari Dura was Machmir because we're Choshesh for Rav Sheshes, meaning to say, who says we Paskin like Rava? And according to Rav Sheshes, then it's Aser, even if it is no St. Tam Lefgam, because Chedeshu Vator Asra. Whereas, if you look at the way the Isser V'Heter is quoted by the Ramah in the Darkei Moshe, it's because we're Choshesh, it's no St. Tam Lefgam. Who says that flies are actually no St. Tam Lefgam into soup? Right? Maybe they're not. Anyone ever try? Test? So, it's true, you know, when you think about it, it's pretty gross, but just thinking about it doesn't make it mutter, because if in practicality it's no St. Tam L'Shvach, it's usher. So,
how do you...
Right, so if you're not going to do it until you know otherwise, you have to assume that it's no St. Tam L'Shvach, right? How do you know it's no St. Tam L'Shvach?
That's the
Yisrael
Vater. We don't know what the time of Rav Sheshes was, and we gave two options, either Rosam of Kama, Aser, or Shtuach Mishra.
Okay.
And they're saying the same thing.
No.
That's sad, is it sad in Rav Sheshes?
No. No, 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 no. No. Rava rejects that. There's three possibilities in the Gemara. Rav Aser de Shechar. Rav Sheshes says that's because Chiddushu, and therefore even though it's no Saint Tam Lefgam, it's Aser. Rava said two possibilities in why Rav Asered it. Either because he holds no Saint Tam Lefgam is generally Aser, in which case we wouldn't pass in that way, or he thinks that the Achbar is no Saint Tam Lefgam into the Shechar, in which case we would pass in like that. One way or the other,
he says himself that it's
one way or the other, Lemaisa, among the Rishonim that are Machmir in the case of the fly falling into the soup, there's two reasons given. The Shari Dura's reason, because maybe we don't paskin like Rava, maybe we paskin like Rav Sheshes, and the Yisrael Hatter's reason, because maybe, how do you know for sure that flies are no Saint Tam Lefgam? Maybe flies are no Saint Tam Lefgam.
That side is
it's a totally different side than Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says
it in Rav Sheshes.
No, Rav is disagreeing with Rav Sheshes. Rav says, I'm more Pshat than Rav is.
I meant Rav, sorry.
Oh, that's
Rav,
different.
The name of Rav Sheshes.
Again, there's a machlokas Rava and Rav Sheshes what Rav held. So, right? They disagree. We don't know what Pshat and Rav in the Gemara.
So, on the side that
so when
Rav,
we...
That's not Rav himself speaking. That's him saying...
No, he doesn't know what Pshat in Rav is. Rav was Machmir. Why was Rav Machmir? Is he Machmir because he thinks it's no Saint Tam L'Shvach, then it's going to be Aser L'Didan. Is he Machmir because he paskins that no Saint Tam L'Fgam is Aser, then it'll be murder for us. Both of his possibilities are not like Rav Sheshes' possibility.
But we're still going in Rav, not Rava. That's a Tzad and Rav, correct?
It's a Tzad and Rav. So when the Shari Dura is Machmir, it's because he's Choshesh for Rav Sheshes. When Yisrael V'Heter is Machmir, it's because he thinks that maybe it's no St. Tam L'Shvach. They're two different reasons. Nafka Mina,
it's the same thing. Rav Sheshes holds it's Mashpiach. It's Mashpiach.
No! No! Rav Sheshes says even though it's no St. Tam Lefgam, it's still Aser. Because Chiddushu Shechidshei Torah by Asering an Achbar, even though it's disgusting, and therefore there's no leniency of no St. Tam Lefgam. Okay. So anyway, so those are the two different reasons given for the Mekilim. For the Machmirim. What's the Makor for the Machmirim? So the Machmirim quote the Makor Mishnah in Maseches Trumos, Perk Ches, Mishnah Beis. It says over there, Kulam Shahaisa Truma Bitzoch Piyam, Shitam Tam Pishpesh, Latoch Piv, Hareza Yiflot. You're eating your Truma, and you taste the taste of a Pishpesh, the type of bug, so you're not allowed to swallow. Sorry. You have to spit it out. So why? no same time of gam. It should be mutter. So you see from here that you can't eat even mushed up bugs, and we don't say that it's mutter because of no same time of gam. And that's the raya that the Rishonim bring lahachmir. So the Rashba quotes this raya as well, and he says, no, that's not a raya, because maybe they're tshalim, or at least it's still discernible, or the like, right? But of course, if it was totally chewed up, then you could swallow it. You just, you know, you took one little bite, still shalem or half shalem, and that's why you have to spit it out. Fine. You could also be docha if you read the Mishnah over there, like the way the Rambam reads it. The Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos there reads that it's aser because it's disgusting. That's why you have to spit it out. Yeah, I assume. So anyway, what's the machlokas between the Isser Veheter and the Rashba? So, maybe you would say that the Isser Veheter holds that you can't prove from the fact that Nasha Shel Adam Katza Mehem that Be'emes Der Pagum. And the Rashba says, no, we'll assume that if Nafsho shel adam katza mehem, then they are no Saint Tam Lefgam. But anyway, you can't say that, because everybody agrees that if you have something that's Nafsho shel adam katza mehem, but it's no Saint Tam Leshvach, that it's Aser, right? Because that's why the mouse and the beer is Aser, because it's no Saint Tam Leshvach, even though Nafsho shel adam is disgusted by a mouse. So there's no heter just because it's gross. The only time there's a heter, everybody agrees, is if it's actually no Saint Tam Lefgam. It's just the Rashba thinks that it happens to be that flies are no Saint Tam Lefgam.
So you're saying it's not an ironclad rule that you're disgusted by it?
If you're disgusted by it in theory, but in a blind taste test, in other words, when you're not aware of its being here, it would be no Saint Tam Lefgam, then it's going to be Aser.
What?
I think, because that's why beer with mouse in it is
usser. Isn't the reason because mice are disgusting, and so therefore their plates are automatically, I mean, you find them disgusting, and therefore their plates are, why are you assuming that mice are objectively, they make objectively taste bad?
No, I'm not. That's my point. My point is that the Rashba agrees that even if the thought of a mouse in your food is disgusting, but if lemaisa it's no Saint Thomas Shvach, it's aser. And that's why in the case of Shechar, it's aser. Even though the thought of mouse in my beer might still be disgusting, everybody's bodel mayhem, still, if it's no Saint Thomas Shvach, lemaisa, the Rashba agrees it's aser. Right? So you can't say they argue about that question.
Why can we say that that's...
Maybe I'm saying a point that's obvious. It's just when I first saw the machlokas, I thought, maybe that's what they're arguing about. Do you need it to actually be pogame lemaisa, or is it just the thought of it being here disgusting, that's enough? So the Rashba says just the thought of it being here is disgusting is enough. And this Veter says, no, you need to actually be pogame. That's what I thought. But then I realized that's obviously wrong, because the Rashba agrees that mouse and beer is usser. And the thought, even though the thought of it being here is disgusting, it's still aser, because l'mais it's no Saint Tam Lashvach. So everybody agrees if l'mais it's no Saint Tam Lashvach.
It's not any Zamachaychi types of mice.
The Gemara says, it's talking about a city mouse. A country mouse, you're right, it's Olal Shochan Malachim. But this, the Gemara, the way the Rishonim at least read the Gemara, or at least the Beis Yosef takes this for granted, right? The Gemara is talking about the achbar that fell into the beer, that Rav Asard was talking about a city mouse, not a country mouse. It's the kind that's not Olal Shulchan Malachim, the kind that's gross, that B'dili in Shiminei. Okay. So, in terms of the halacha l'chor, there's a stira natur. Simon Kuf Dalet, he seems to paskin like the Rashba to be Megal, and Simon Kuf Zayin, he paskins like the Shari Duril Hachmir. The Beis Yosef in Kuf Zayin claims that really the Torah was Megal, and in Simon Kuf Zayin, like he says in Kuf Dalet, in Simon Kuf Zayin, he was just quoting the Shari Dura. L'maisa, the Beis Yosef was Megal, the Ramah's Megal. He writes, the Ramah writes in Minhag is Pashat L'Hakel. The Shach is Megam game a little bit, since there's so many poskim that are Choshish for the Shari Dura. But still, the Minhag is to be Megal. We should note that in the case of the fly in the soup, there's another very strong reason to be machmir, which we'll get to at the end of the siman, right?
Machmir.
I'm not saying halacha will be machmir, but we'll have to get to the end of the siman. But in the end of the siman, we find another very good reason to be machmir for the fly in the soup, right? No, we'll get there. We'll get there. What? No, because because by Shar Mashkim, where Choshish is no Sin Tam L'Shvach, even by a mouse, right? Half the Rishonim, simple reading of the Rambam, not the Rashba, simple reading of the Rash, right? Half the Rishonim are Machmir for Shar Mashkim. The only time where Mekel is by Yayin and Shemen, because they need to be Mugusamin. So, could be that even if you hold like the Rashba against the Shari Dura, that's only going to be allow you to be makel for certain mashkin. It's not going to allow you to be makel for chicken soup. But we'll get there when we get to the end of the sentence.
Okay, yeah, that's because the Rashba says.
Rashba himself is makel. The Rashba is makel on Shar Mashkin. But we'll get to it. When we get to the sif base.
What was the thing with Sheikhar?
We know that Sheikhar. This is a totally separate point. This is a sif base point. We got to it in sif base. For what I just now, when I said there's another reason to be machmir by the chicken soup sila, just we'll get there in sif base. Okay, good. Now there's agav a very interesting shita here. The ra'ah, if you saw it in the Bedek Abayis, the ra'ah says it's pashut that it doesn't make any sense that there are going to be two dinim by sheretz, namely that the sheretz itself, the mouse, let's say, is aser to eat. But it's not, doesn't aser alts blios. We don't say tam kicker. It's aser, but we don't say tam kicker. Right, that's the view, again, of lahalacha, of the Rashba. So it doesn't make any sense that there could be two dinim on its guf and its tam. And therefore, karchacha, anything, and therefore, if it turns out that we're makel, right, anytime it's not no sin tam, we're makel, let's say, by the mouse and to beer, right? The Gemara says, if it's no sin tam lefkam, it's mutter. So any time that we would be makel by its blios, it must be that the Torah didn't aser it, right? In other words, the Torah never asered anything pugum. And the shratzim that the Torah did aser, al karchach, it's because taimam l'shevach, right? Because you can't have a case where it's aser to eat, but it doesn't aser anything else. There's no din of tam ke'ikar. Doesn't make any sense. It's sort of like the way Rashba understood Rav Sheshes, right? So therefore, if the Torah is asering it, it must be that it's taimam l'shevach. That's what he says. So the Mishmar Sabaya says, how is he going to learn Rav Sheshes? So, L'chor the Ra'ah understood that's what they're arguing about. Rav Sheshes held it was no sin tam lefgam, and therefore al karchacha the Torah asered it even if no sin tam lefgam, and therefore it would also aser blios. And Rava disagrees, and he says no, it's no sin tam l'shvach. I don't know how else he'd read it. Anyway, then since we paskin like the Ra'ah, like Rava, even according to the Ra'ah, then it would turn out that any time you had bugs that didn't taste good, they wouldn't be usher. Right? So this is, first of all, another tzad l'hakel for going back to the bug sugya. Right? If you're worried about the bugs in a broccoli, if they're not good tasting, if they're bad tasting, you just like ate the bug, then it's not usher.
Even the bug itself?
Even the bug itself. It's not shaya. Alright, so here's the riddle of the day. Then we have to go on. Ready for the riddle of the day? What do Reb Meir and the Ra'ah have in common? They're both Matara Sheretz. Yeah, go ahead. Right.
In the Ra'ah, just the way the Rebbe said it, it's pshat that if bugs don't taste good, they're not usher, or is it bugs aren't listed in the Torah, they're not usher? The Torah is an exhaustive list of bugs that taste good.
There's no such thing as... According to the Ra'ah, the bottom line is there's no such thing as something which tastes bad and is ushered by the Torah.
Right. So,
therefore, if you have something that you know tastes bad,
is there something, let's say, tastes good? Torah doesn't say it. I thought Torah was saying that.
Well, then it would be usher.
I thought Torah was saying the Torah told us which ones taste good, and that.
Oh, I don't know.
There's no isher. There's no isher.
But it does. It does fall into the rules. No, another. Don't you see?
Where are you learning from? Where's the
it, that's the Isser Torah of Shratzim.
Let's say if wine tastes good.
Right, that's Bechlal, the Isser Torah
so
of Shratzim. No, no, but the even things that aren't from the Shmona Shratzim are still Aser Minat Torah. They just don't so have those special halachos, I assume. Doesn't everybody have to agree with that? Yeah, Namala. So Namala would taste good according to him. Right? Yeah.
Only the Rav has a different definition of Tom Kicker than Reb Chaim. The Reb Chaim that we quoted previously. In other words, if we understand that Tom Kicker is a different din than the Mamasha, so then you wouldn't necessarily have this issue.
Maybe. You could still be find it problematic because it's still the din itself. It's not like, right, even according to Reb Chaim, it's not like saying the Rimi or Lim. Yeah.
I was struggling to understand the way you explained the Rashba and the Machlokes Rashba is Sfeheter. So you're saying the Rashba holds, when the Rashba talks about things which are disgusting, that's he's being machmir. He's saying that the reason, when something is disgusting, that's the reason to be machmir.
No, no, the Rashba is very mako. Rashba says we assume anything disgusting is no sin tam of kam. That's it.
Besides Akbar.
Except for Akbar and Shechar.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he assumed anything which is disgusting. Why do you need it to be disgusting anymore? Once
you don't. It's just you can make that assumption. You're right.
I'm saying it's useless. It's anything which is.
No, it's very useful because usually something falls into your food. You have to ask a guy, find out is this no sin tam asfach or no sin tam afgam. And if you don't ask guyim, then you have to be machmir. And here, when a fly falls into my soup, I don't have to start finding guyim to ask him. I could just eat my soup and shine throughout the fly and eat my soup. I don't want to start doing taste testing. Poison Sater, he would say, wait, how do you know?
So I thought it was just that the option, basically he's saying we pass like Rav and not like Rashashas, and therefore, anything Gemara doesn't come out as a clue at all.
We pass it, and therefore what?
And therefore,
how is your understanding of Rashba differently than mine?
Oh, because the Rashba is saying, one might think that something which is Ma'usim Be'ikra, so because the Torah asserted it, therefore, there's no
dinos
tam of gam.
Good.
Comes along, Rava, and says
there is.
No, there's still dinos tam of gam.
Right.
Even though there's a
right.
So it will be a reason for chumrah that we're saying there's no don't be machmer to say that it's still us. And rather, it goes along with the regular dinos tam of gam. Now, whether it is or isn't dinos tam of gam, he's not talking about.
But he takes for granted. He says that you could assume there's no sin tam of gam. No. You don't have to worry about it. That's.
It's like it didn't
sound like it. It's a straightforward psak. Anything that people find gross that gets mixed into your food and is crushed and there's rov hatter is mutter.
What's his source?
What?
What's his source?
That's the Rashba.
What's his source?
It's Pashut.
What? Really?
His stomach, no sin tam of gam.
Doesn't the Gros say the source is the Akbar? Where is, was that doing
anything? Nilmad me Akbar. You assume it's all like, it's like an Akbar.
Akbar is Meshbuchim Ashba.
Sometimes. In other words, but usually not. I don't know, how do you want, what's the alternative?
It sounds like basically. If it falls in.
Well, what's the alternative reading of the Rashba?
Afilu, even if it falls in,
right.
One might think since it's there that you should be that it's irrelevant. Whether basically he's passing like Rava, not like Rashashas.
Yes,
saying,
I agree.
So therefore, you according to Rashashas, the whole doesn't have any. It's not telling you determining whether there's no stomach gum or not. It is determining whether if it.
But you're saying that the psak of the Shulchan Aruch is wrong, according to the Rashba. The Shulchan Aruch told me a flat out rule. Anytime something that people find disgusting falls into your food, it's mutter. Assuming it's not a birya. Right? And that isn't true according to you.
It isn't true according to the Rashba either.
It is true according to the Rashba, with the exceptions. One exception. Flies into Shechar, that's it. Not flies. Mice into Shechar. maybe everything into Shechar and Chometz, other than things into Shechar and Chometz, always mutter. That's the Rashba's psak.
Just because, again, we can assume that people are disgusted.
We assume
it is disgusting.
That it is disgusting. We assume it's no Sin Tam of Gam. I'll look at the Gra there more carefully. I didn't. Okay. But as I said, this Ra'a, as interesting as it is, we don't pass him like that. Okay. Yes.
Barim ship dealing, it's because they taste good.
Yeah. No. That's not okay. That's not a problem. Rav Sheshes, according to the Ra'ah, held that they are pogame, which is Rava disagreed.
They're arguing whether or not they taste good. Or
that's the only way to get out of the Mishmeres Habayis Kasha in the Ra'ah. No? I don't see any other way to get out of that. If you have an alternative, that's the Kasha the Rashba asks on Rav Sheshes. The Mishmeres Habayis asks on the Ra'ah that question. And I think the answer has to be that that's what they're arguing about. Because it's clear that Rav Sheshes thinks that they're
doesn't say that they're taste good, he says that they're pure, okay.
Okay. But but I think that's you have to think about it. I thought the only way I could get out of that question of the Mishmeres Habayis was to think that's exactly what Rav Sheshes and Rava were arguing about. Okay. Yeah. I don't have another alternative. Okay, so then the Gemara continues and says, "Yivaylu nafal chalamai, Amrle, Rav Hillel, Rav Ashi, Havi Uvda, Be Rav Kana, Vaaser Rav Kana, Amrle, Hahu imritute imritit." What does that mean? So Rashi says it means the mouse was cut up into small pieces. The sheretz isuro keadasha ketum aso, the chayshin and dama boleya chaticho sheretz bahadi chometz. What does that mean? In other words, the Gemara in Me'ila says that the Shir Achil of a Sheretz Chai is, for Malkos, is a Kazayas, but a Sheretz Mace, it's Ketumaso, it's Kadasha, and therefore, since you'd get Malkos on an Adasha, so therefore, this isn't Bato. Now, the Ran says two questions. Number one, why do you need to come on to that? In other words, it sounds like there's something special about Achbar here, because it's a Sheretz, and therefore, Chayv Kadasha. This is true for everything, because it's a Chatzishir. Chatzishir Asra Taira. It's not just by Shratzim. The Rad himself, therefore, he has a different shot in the Gemara that he learns. It's we're concerned that the Chometz is Goreim, that it's going to be Lashvach, and he quotes the Ravid about the hair falling off, but we're going to focus on Rashi. Fine. And then the second question... So you could say, by the way, that Chatzishir Asra, there's no Isser Derais of Chatzishir B'Tarovest, right? We mentioned some Achronim learn that way. So that would answer the question. On the other hand, you see from here the fact that nobody gives that answer for Rashi. Yeah, he does? I saw the Mationa's son, but no, I meant in the Rishonim. I meant in like the Rishonim and the Mefarshim and Shulchan Aruch all quote Rashi's question, Ran's question on Rashi, Rashba's question on Rashi, and they try to give answers, and nobody just says, "What do you mean?"
That's what I'm saying in the Rambam, right?
Yeah. So then
it's done. Okay. Rashi and Rashi.
I'm just a horror that answer is not in the earlier sources for it to be Miyashi Rashi. That answer isn't given. It's. But anyway, that's question number one. And question number two is practically, you could simply be a mesanein it. You could get rid of the isser. So why is it aser here? So in terms of the second question, why can't you be mesanein it? So the Beis Yosef says the answer is very simple. We're obviously talking about a case where practically you can't do sinan, like it fell into machal av, or the like. There are other little things floating around in here. And therefore, Rashi, the kasha of Efshar Lasanin is not a kasha at all. That's just the mitzvahs. A lot of times you can't filter. Good. What about the first question about Chatzi Shir. So the Beis Yosef says, well, Kadasha is lav dafka. Even Pachos Mikadasha is nami going to be aser because of Chatzi Shir. And that's the way the Rashba also learns Rashi. In other words, they basically, and Taz likes this pshat, as we'll see in a moment, Rashi is very lav dafka, and Kadasha is really not very relevant at all. And this din l'chor is true for other cases as well. And that's simply our halacha over here. The halacha over here is that when you have very small pieces of iser mixed into heter, and you can't filter them out, the food is usser. Now, why don't you say bittel? So we'll get back to that in a moment. But the Ramah disagrees. He says, no. Rashi says, sheretz. So it must be that sheretz is dafka. We can't throw out half a Rashi. So the Ramah writes, v'dafka sheretz yesh lachosh im nishar sham shelo yuchal otzio. Aval v'shar yisurin ein lachosh. So, but what about the Ran's kasha? Lamaisa, chatzi shir asra taira, what's so special about this? So, this kasha is so strong that the Taz says, the Ramah got it all wrong. Doesn't make any sense. And that's why he paskins like the Mechaber and the Rashba, that there is no special din here by Sharetz. So there's a lot of shitos here to explain. It's a tough sugya. Let's focus on the Ramah first. So why would Sharetz be miyuchad? Assuming Sharetz is miyuchad, like the simple reading of Rashi, so what would be special about Sharetz? So there are different ways to say it. We'll say two right now. Both of them are based off of Birya, but there's a difference between them. So if you look at the source of the Ramah, first of all, which is from the Isser V'Heter, and also, clearly it has something, everybody more or less in explaining this Ramah says that it has something to do with Birya. And the question is going to be, is it Mamish Birya? We'll see, that's one possibility. That's going to be the Gra. We'll do that next. We won't do that first. Mamish Birya, this is a Din Birya. What do you mean? It doesn't fulfill any of the rules of Birya? No. It's Mamish Birya because you're loka on it. And that's what Rashi's saying. Since you got Malkos, it is a Din Birya. Aye, but didn't we say Birya's have to be whole? Nah. That was because for most things, if the Birya isn't whole, you won't get Malkos. If you don't get Malkos, it's not a Birya. But over here, even though it's not whole, you do get Malkos because the Shir is Kadasha. So then it is a Birya. It's not Batal. This is the regular din of Birya. That's more or less the way the Gra learns the Ramah. Now, if you say that, the Ramah, that's the way the Gra learns the Ramah. Now, just one second. I'll say, well then, if you think that you get Malkos on something as a reason that it's not Batal, so every time you have a Kazayas, it shouldn't be Batal. So the answer is no. It's only when it's an exception. You get Malkos even though it doesn't follow the normal rules, either because it's a Birya, or because there's a special shear, Kadasha. So then there's Chashivas, and it's not Batal. But, there's two exceptions to the rule. One exception is Birya, and that has all sorts of rules, like Imi Chalek, you need Ein Shmo Alav, and you need it to be Shalem, and the like. That's when it's not Batal Alts Birya. Here it's not Batal Alts Sheret Shiro Kadasha. But in Chanami, if it was a half an adasha, that would be mutter. That's the Graz Mahalich. That's really the much easier Mahalich to explain, that everything is glot. Again, to say that in a Ramah is in so pashat, because even though the Ramah did mention Birya, he also mentioned the Darashesh Lantirin, and Isser V'Heter, which is a source for that, also mentions it. So when you look at the Makoros for the Ramah, it does seem like they're considering another factor. But that's the Mahalich of the Gra, Bidas Rashi, Bidas the Ramah, and it's definitely the easiest Mahalich, because the other Mahalich you're starting to like say, well, it's not really a birya, but it's, you know, it's sort of a birya. It's not really darshi shlatirin, but it's sort of darshi shlatirin. You combine a little bit of siman kuf and a little bit of siman kuf aleph, and then you have yourself a nice chumrah. So, we'll have to explain that up a little better. But that's one mahalich to explain the Rama. Yep.
The Gur just explained Rashi, no? Meaning the Gur
doesn't even. Yeah, maybe it's not. Maybe it's not. The Shitas Agra, this doesn't really matter.
It's
Shitas Rashi. No, it's a Chumrah. It's a Chumrah that this would be true.
Yeah, right.
Okay, yes, Klape the base. Klape, correct. Yes, you're right. It depends who you're going against. But for the Gur, it doesn't really matter, you know, who's saying this or who isn't saying it. But you're right. You could say it in Rashi. Rashi didn't say anything about Dam Sheish L'Matirin. Rashi just mentioned Malkos. He didn't say Birya, but that's okay because it's not regular Birya. It's Malkos. That's the point. Similar to Birya, and that's so it works very nicely. This is of course a, you know, we should have we could. This is a Nafkamina and not Chakira that we had back in a Birya Simen.
16.
Right. There weren't so many Malkos. No. This was whether the pshat was whether it's Malkos or Chashivas, and Malkos is a simon for Chashivas.
Which one's the very famous
one? So,
in the grass.
Well, you know, at the very least, I mean, it's not going to be just Malkos, because like we said, Kazai is also not. But the point is, so I don't know,
actually. I thought it was very nostalgic, according to what we said then. I already said that. In the rush, when the Torah calls something, makes it chashuv for whatever din the Torah is calling, Malkos or Malkos, or is that granted the chashivas?
Maybe, right? Maybe. And Rabbi actually pointed out that it's a tazel shitaso in that respect also, because the Taz rejected that over there, so he rejects it over here. That's why he doesn't think that.
I mean, it's not a clear read of the Taz.
That's a simple reading of the Taz. Anyway, back to this.
Ramah limits it to Akbar, so why would it be Talim Birya?
Where else do you, what do you, you
want? Regular Birya.
It's not a Din Birya. It's a Din in Malkos.
The Ramah is saying it's a Din in Birya.
No.
I understand. It's coming from the Malkos.
It's like the
whatever,
Birya.
Whatever, however we understand it, but it's limited to Akbar.
No, so it's limited to any time you get Malkos. It's based off of Rashi. Rashi says, any time you get Malkos, Bekadasha.
The Ramah said that it's
okay, anyway, doesn't really, no.
That's what you just said, that's the sheet of beer again.
Anything that Shiro Kadasha, it's true. The only, right? Rashi says anything that Shiro's Kadasha, this would be true.
So the Ramah's arguing with Rashi.
He's accepting Rashi.
No, because he says only by Akbar.
Well, give me another example.
A regular Beria.
It's smashed up.
A regular Beria?
A regular Beria.
Regular Beria, you don't get Malkos for a Dasha.
I'm
that's
saying,
the Gra's whole answer. If you have an ant or a cockroach, do you get Malkos for an Adasha? Of course not. It's only Shmona Shvatzin.
An ant is, I don't know how big an Adasha is, but an ant is definitely, I mean...
An ant is 2.5 Adashim, right?
Okay.
Okay, now if you have...
I thought that you could find a case where you can have an Adasha size of a Beria.
That's whole or not whole?
That is whole.
So then anyway, it's Aser Altsberia. You don't need to come on to this. I'm not sure what your question is.
So the Ramah is not limiting it to this.
This din, which is not a din in Beria, this din, which is like Beria, is limited to Shmona Shratzim, like Achbar, but it wouldn't apply to an ant or a cockroach or the like. Because there, you don't get Malkos Kadasha, so it's only Chayav if it's Shalim.
Right.
Now, it's only Chayav if it's Shalim, therefore it's only not Batal Shalim. Okay. But again, well, this is a very nice pshat in Rashi. In terms of the Isra Heter and the Ramah itself, it's a little difficult because they do throw in the other factors. So what exactly do they hold? So it's a little harder to figure this out. But it sounds like it's not a regular din in Birya. Rather, there are two tzadim lahachmir. It's like davar sheish lamatirin, and it's ke'en Birya. And that's why you have to be machmir. But if one of them were absent, like it's a tavshil, so therefore it's not like davar sheish lo matirin at all, right? That sif yud, is it whatever, os yud in the Isser V'Heter says, anytime you couldn't get rid of it at all, right? so then it wouldn't be, it would be batel. Or if it was something that you didn't get malchus b'kadasha, it also wouldn't be batel. It's only when you have these two factors together. So maybe the pshat is within this v'heter, it's very nice, because remember this v'heter held that even things in general, things that can be removed but only with great difficulty, are actually batel, right? And that's why he said you need shishim for yavish b'yavish m'mashen omino. So the point is that usually something that obviously, even if it's not a sheretz, if it's not kimobiria, if you could get it out easily, it's going to be aser. It's not a taroves. The point here is something, we have something that you could identify and even possibly remove, though with great difficulty. So normally that is bato, but we say since it's kain biria, and the idea of biria is something chashiv shalokin alav, is that's a reason not to say bittel. So over here too, since it's like that, it's not a full biria, it's a half a biria, but that gives it a degree, malchus does, gives it a, makes it a little more chashev, so therefore the two factors combine. That's sort of something like that in Isser V'Heter. And it works very nicely, again, Isser V'Heter L'Shitaso. If you look actually in the Hagos of the Rama on Isser V'Heter, he explains the Isser V'Heter. It's like Davar Sheyesh Lo Matir and Mamish. It's why is it not just mutter al tzadav rishesh lo matir? Sorry, aser al tzadav rishesh lo matir. And he says because there's no heter lisuro, right? Why? Because even after you take it out, it's aser. That's the reason why it's not straight aser al tzadav rishesh lo matir. So then, that's why you need to come onto the added factor of quasi birya. Fine. Akol panim, the iser v'heter disagrees with the Beis Yosef. According to the Beis Yosef, we're talking about it's nisariv l'machal av, and therefore you can't be misanin it. According to the Isser V'Heter, we're talking about a case where it can be removed, at least with great difficulty, but that's why it's a quasi davar sheyesh lo matirin, so it could be removed, but if it totally can't be removed, then Isser V'Heter himself is Mego. Okay, good. So those are two pshatim with how to understand so far this birya idea and the role of the birya. Now we have the Shach, who has another understanding of the birya idea, but yeah.
I thought, I guess, from the tour that you're talking about if there's not shishin. But if, I guess if you're saying birya,
correct,
then even if there is shishin, mm-hmm,
where did you still see? You saw it from the tour.
Or I don't know.
Achbash, where do you see shishin?
I guess from the first time you keep talking about shishin.
Well, that's because that's not imrituta imritat.
No,
in the case of imrituta imritat, how do you know? V'im nechta chatov chatichos yochla sanin nabim misanenes binyan shelo yishar mimenu b'tocho chlom time of batal shishim. Chenim no v'tol gama batal shishim. V'nechta chlidin yam yor kol aser. He didn't say anything.
No, I guess actually it's precarious.
Okay, good. Fine. So what does the Shach hold? So the Shach is mostly, his explanation is more elaborate in the Nekudas HaKasef, and he says this is also a special din in Sheretz, and the concern is, like the Rama says, Shema Yifka B'Mamasho, that's Ke'adasha, and you'll come to a Chi of Deraisa. Now there are a bunch of interesting things in the Shach here. So we're talking about a special din. Now, it's clear from the Shach that he also didn't think that birya means birya mamish. He wasn't learning like the Gra. And therefore, he agrees to the Taz, basically, that it's not a din birya because it doesn't meet the criteria of birya. And therefore, the nafka mina, for example, would be in yavish biyavish. Right? What's the din in yavish biyavish? You have chatichos of a mouse larger than an adasha, mixed in yavish biyavish. So if you learn, like the gra, they wouldn't be batal. And the shach would say they are batal. And the problem over here is that they really should be batel, but, no, there's a shaykh to bittel, but you can't be misanin it. And so what's the problem? So if it was yavish b'yavish, it would be mutter, but since it's like yavish b'lach, so therefore, gazru chachamim, they made a special gzeira, not to eat this tarovest, shema yivga b'mamasho shel sheretz, in a shear that's an adasha, and you'll be nichshal in an iser deraisa. So mash'en ken shari surim would be okay. Why shari surim? Because then what would happen? You'd be nichshal in a chatzi shear. No. Chatzi shear is asim natayra, but apparently it's not as big of a concern. But to be nichshal in something that you would get malkos on, so that's a greater concern. So that's why it's dafka achbar. Right? And it's dafka in a mixture of something lach as opposed to a yavish b'yavish. Now, he says, interesting lashon, he says, v'asi li de chiyuv de'oraisa. It's a little strange because if it's not nicker, then how are you over on an iser de'oraisa? Maybe what he means to say is when you're a nifka b'mamasho shel iser b'toch piv, you'll recognize it in your mouth. Oh, this is a piece of achbar, but you'll swallow anyway, and then you'll be over on a chiyuv d'oraisa shechayev bo malkos, and that's, like we said, is considered even more chamor. Now, one way or the other, like we said, so this is only if it's in rotev.
Why again? Why not by yavish b'yavish?
Because it's not a birya, so it would be batel. The svara of shema, right? Normally, by every yavish b'yavish, we don't say, "Oh, shema yifka b'mamasho sholeser," because it's nefach letter. This is not yavish b'yavish, because it's yavish. It's lach b'yavish. In that sense, he accepts the shach that Taz's new category. We'll get to it when we explain the Taz in a moment, right? Till now, we've always talked about two things: lach b'lach, yavish b'yavish. Ah, we got to Simon Kuf Dalet, and there's a new category: yavish b'lach, and that has its own rules. And we'll see what those rules are in the Taz, what the Taz thinks the rules are. And here, there's another application of the rule. So if the mouse was totally liquefied, mutter. If it was yavish b'yavish, also mutter. But yavish b'lach, in that case, there's a concern that when you eat it, like the Rama writes, yifka b'mamasho shaliser. And that's when this special gzeira d'rabbanan was instituted. Now, just one second. The lashon of the Gemara is a little difficult this way, because the Gemara doesn't sound like this is a special gzeira, right? The Gemara sounds like, you know, based off of the normal rules, this would be aser. Okay. It's another, you know, it's hard to say this in the Isser V'Heter and the Ramah, because they threw in the Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin point, which doesn't really have a place also in the Shach's reading. You may say things. But Bekitzer, according to the Shach, yeah.
As I don't understand, the Yavish B'Yavish at the Svar doesn't apply because there's more Bittel?
Because it's not a Birya. Why shouldn't it be Bittel by Yavish B'Yavish?
And by Yavish B'Lach?
Shema Yifka B'Mamasho Shalisar.
What's the difference? I'm eating dry food, so maybe I'll come across...
That is nefach leheter.
Why wouldn't you say that by yavish b'lach? Is that bittel, kach bittel?
Well, let's get to the Taz. Well, let's get to the Taz. You didn't...
I didn't see it yet.
Okay.
You didn't see it.
So doesn't he
Let's get to the Taz and then we could come back to the Shach.
We have the Yivka and the Mashas of the Ras of Mitzvah Biyavish. By definition, you can't tell the difference between them. It's supposed to be liquid.
Well, that might be. That's what I was.
It's not bottle as is, and then period, done, end of story. You don't even have two paragraph Shach to tell you that it's not bottle.
Bittle has nothing to do with whether I can taste it in my mouth or not. But Melisa, if I put it into my mouth, and now I can tell.
Let's get to the Taz, and then you know the Shach really doesn't spell this point out. So we could speculate. So let's before.
Be machalik between Michael and Mashke.
Michael and Mashke. What?
The Isser Heter is chalik. The Bataka Moshe says. Is that related to this?
Well, it's only going to be Michael and Mashke that you have this concern of Yifka Bima Mashu Shalasser.
It's machalik between that Michael is different.
Mashke, of course, it's always going to be lach v'lach. It can't apply to a mashke. All right, so let's go to the Taz. So, the truth is that before we get to the Taz, we have to explain the Mechaber. The Taz is an explanation of the Mechaber. He rejects the Rambah, as we said. So, so what is the Geder according to the Mechaber? Right, the problem that we have in the Mechaber's halacha is manafshach. If it's nikkur, Pashut it's asur. And if it's not nikkur, then why isn't it batel once you acknowledge that it's not a birya, right? So what is the pshat in the mechaber? So there's basically two explanations in the mechaber. The first is the gra, and he says it's asur because it's nikkur al yedei mishush. And what's the pshat? In other words, again, we're basically saying this is unique, right? Usually something that's, if it's nikkur, so then of course there's no bittul. Here, you have something that you can't see. You look at this vinegar and you don't see any little pieces of mice and the like, but you could feel the difference. I don't know, by your touching it or by with your tongue or the like. And therefore, that's where the Mechaber has this halacha. Again, this is not a special halacha about achbar at all. This is something that always applies when you have liquids and solids mixed together, where the solids are asr, and it's nikkur al yedei mishush. So that's the din of imrituta imritut that we're machmir. And
no?
That was explaining the Ramah. Now we're doing Rav Bedas Mechaber. No, absolutely not. The Mechaber accepts the Rashba. It's not a special din by Achbar. It's a din by everything. There's Ryan nothing. He accepts the Ran's Kasha, and he says there's nothing special about Mechaber. The Ran's right. It would always be true. The Rashba didn't limit it to Mechaber. The Rashba said it was Lav Dafka Mechaber, Achbar. Yeah, just 1 second. So, and L'chora, that will also, we'll get to this in a second, but that's why, according to the Gra, you won't have a kasha and a steer and a rashba and a kasha from Simon Kuf Tezvav. Because in Kuf Tezvav, it's not nikkur al yedei mishush, al yedei mishmush. And therefore, it's that would explain why there's no steer in the Mechaber. Whereas he would resolve the problem that the Taz has. Taz has his own resolution. Yeah.
Is the Gra saying that there is bittul, but we're choshesh in a similar way to the Shach, that you're going to recognize it and therefore you're going to be over the Isser? Or is it there's no bittul whatsoever because Nikkur al-Yedei Mishush?
Just one second. Well, first of all, the Shach, the Mechaber himself said, Shema Yifka b'mamasho shel Isser. What is the Gader in the Gra? 1 second. What does he say? Zeshaka shena ben sheni moach v'tocho davi lach b'lach. The pshat that the Gra says in the Mechaber is that the chiddush here is that this is a din of iser nikkur. That's the chiddush of our simon of imritut imritut.
So there's no bittul at all.
There's no bittul.
And this is the Shach who says that there is bittul.
Right. It's a different part. Yeah. Okay. So now, but again, the Shach is explaining the Rama, and the Gra over here is explaining the Mechaber.
Could you have said that there is bittul except for when you put it into your mouth and now you recognize what it is? To explain the Shach. There's bittul, and then at a certain point when it becomes nikkur.
That's one way to explain the Shach. Good. So, So that's, again, the Gra has the simple mahalchim. Right? It's an easy mahalich in Ramah, an easy mahalich in the Mechaber. Both shitos are very easy to understand and make a lot of sense. Now for the Taz. So the Taz is a different pshat in the Mechaber. Again, similar lines. This is a long Taz, Sifkat and Aleph. And again, just to remind us, he said it doesn't make sense to say that there's Birya here because it's not Shalim. So then why is it not Batel B'Rov? So he says here, it's like Nicker. Why? So just like it's pshat that anything that's Nicker, La'ayin, and you, or you can separate and isolate is not batel. So too over here. So what's going on over here? So you have to say, so first of all, again, you have to say that achbar is lav dafka, like the Rashba says, and basically says that here we have a new type of tarovis. It's not yavesh b'yavesh, it's not lach b'lach. It's yavesh b'lach. Now, well, usually lavish b'lach, so just take it out, or filter it out. Answer, you can't get it out, like the Beis Yosef said. So, this raises a very interesting question. We always say, without really considering it, that anything that's nicker isser isn't batel. Is that because it's nicker, and therefore not batel? Or is that because you could remove it, and therefore it's not batel? Which one is it? Nafkamina, over here. Here you have something that's nicker, but you can't remove it. Why can't you remove it? Because it's mixed in with av, you can't filter it out, it's too small to take out with your hands or tweezers or whatever it is. So if the reason why davar nicker isn't batel is because it can be removed, so here it should be batel. If you say that the reason why davar nicker isn't batel is because anytime you could see the isser, how could you possibly say bittel? Well, here I could see the isser. So that's the chiddush of the of imrit tuta imrit of the Rashba and the Mechaber over here is that since I could identify the isser, even though I can't remove the isser, that's considered nikra isser, and therefore it's not batel. What a beautiful pshat. And it makes a lot of sense that if I could see it, it's nicker, and therefore it can't be a tarovis. Why should it be tali and removal? So that's a beautiful pshat. That's what the Mechaber holds. So where do we get into trouble? We get into trouble because lefi havana sataz, then there's a stira in the Rashba. Why? Because, that's a lashon of the Mechaber, right? The Mechaber says, shama yifka b'mamashu shel iser. Now, what's the pshat? What do you mean astira in Mechaber or in Rashba? So there's a discussion by Chemas Akum. We know that the Gemara says that Chalav Akum is Aser. It doesn't tell you what's the din by Chemas Akum. So some Gaonim said it was mutter. You could buy Chemas Akum from a guy. Even nowadays, Lamaisa, some people that are machmir for Chalav Akum will buy a Breakstone's butter. Right? Why? Because it's Chema. Some Gaonim were Mekel. Why were they Mekel? Because look, what are you concerned about with Chalav Akum? That there's Chalav Tameh mixed in, but Chalav Tameh isn't Maimed, just like it can't make into go into cheese, it can't turn into butter. So that's why it's Mutter. So then, why were some Gaonim Machmir? Because there are little bubbles of milk inside your butter. Not inside our butter. But if you made homemade butter, if you churned the butter, there are these little tiny bubbles. And those have milk, and the milk is Aser, because it's made with Chalav Akum. So maybe there's little bubbles of Chalav Tameh mixed into your butter. So that's why they're Machmirim. That's why the Rambam says, even if you're Machmir, if you cook the butter, it's going to be Mutter. And we saw the Ravid get upset about that back in the Sugya Bittulus al-Khatkhila. Anyway, so now, what's the halacha? So the Rambam, the way the Taz understands the Machlokas Rambam Ravid, you know this isn't so straightforward, but not Rambam Ravid, Rambam Rashba. But the way the Taz understands the Machlokas, and really the Beis Yosef, I'll just read you some of the Lashon. The Rashbas is Mekel in that case. And it sounds like he's Mekel. For what reason? Even though you could see it, right? I see the bubbles, but still I can't remove them. Imagine taking a little tiny bubble of butter and taking it out, right? It's impossible. Like, by the time you touch it, it's smushed. And it's somewhere else. Or the like. You can't remove these little bubbles from the butter. So we have mamish the same case. We have the case of something that's nikur ha'isser, but efshar lahafrido. It's not yavish b'yavish, not lach b'lach. This middle case. And the Rashba writes over there that usually you say bitul berov, but this is different. Shekol she'en atayachol livror davar mitoch davar, ilu ha'yisa oser harov mipnei hamiyat, nimtza she'en hamiyat batul, elalach b'lach. But he says, and kol she'en shekol she'chema she'ya atayachol livror oso mitoch ha'chema l'salko, that's why it's batul. That's why it's batul. So why is that a problem? That's a problem because there's a stira now in the Rashba, right? On the one hand, the Rashba over here is machmir in a case where it's yavesh belach, right? Where it's nicker but yefshar lafrido, and yet the Rashba by butter is makel. That's the shaila that the Taz asks. So what does he answer? He says very simple. He says that the difference is that over here, when you put the beer in your mouth, it's going to separate from the achbar, and it's not going to be batel. In other words, when you eat your butter, you're never going to, like the Mechaber says, you're never going to be nifka b'mamasho shel iser. That butter, right? By the time you eat the butter, there's always going to be rov heter connected to the butter. Shel iser, connected that bottle, that bubble. But not true when you drink beer. When you drink beer, you might be in a matziv where, I guess, you swallow the liquid part of the beer, and or the vinegar, whatever we're talking about, and now there's these little solid bumps here, whatever it is. There's rov iser in your mouth. And that's why this is different. That's why the Rashba is going to be machmir. So it sounds like he's saying a very fascinating thing. He's saying like this. When it comes to yavish b'yavish, we're not concerned with shama yifka b'mamasho shel iser. We're not concerned that, right, in my mouth, it'll be 100% iser. Why? It's nafach l'heter. But over here, there is no nafach l'heter. The mouse is still aser. So it's mutter to eat it in a way that shas achila, there's a rov. But if there's no rov b'shas achila, then it's aser. And that's the pshat in Simen Kuf Dalet. Now, Rabbi heard this pshat and he said, I don't think it makes any sense because there's only one source in the Torah for bittul. Let's assume that's true for now. Maybe it's questionable, but we'll assume he's right. And that's Achram Lahatos. If you think Achram Lahatos means that the Isser is Nefach Lahatar, and that's why when it's Yavish B'Yavish, you have no concern that you're going to be eating the Isser when it's 100% Isser, then who Adin over here? See, I was going to say, no, maybe there's no Nefach by Lach B'Lach. That's why Lach B'Lach is only Mutter when there's a Rov. It happens to be that when it's Lach B'Lach, you always have a Rov. Even if you take the smallest drop, it's still going to be rov heter. But when,
what do you mean?
If you have whatever your shir bittul is, if it's lach belach, if it's liquid, so there's even distribution. Anytime you drink it, there's always going to be rov. That's what the Taz is saying. Yavish b'yavish, you don't need that because it's nefach. But lach b'yavish, it's only mutter, or yavish belach, it's only mutter if you consume it at a time that there's rov. In the case of butter, you'll always have that. But in the case of the chomates with the achbar, you won't have that. So, but Rabbi asked, but if you think nafach is true, so it should also be true by lach belach. So, first of all, maybe the Taz disagrees. Or maybe we'll say that really even it's true also, you could take like a shach type approach. Of Choser V'Neir, right? That by Yavish B'Yavish, there's no Choser V'Neir. So the fact that I'm eating a piece that's 100% Isser, it's okay. But over here, by Lach B'Lach, when it's Nicker at least, like Tom Kicker, Trigger is chosen minayer.
Why does Rabbi have to comment on this? Just like, why? Isn't the original Abana in the past about Nicker saying that it's not a Tyroves?
Right, but it has to sort of be a Tyroves.
Why?
Because otherwise it shouldn't be mutter even if there's Rov.
You're saying in their Ashba at that?
Yeah.
So I thought, I mean, I don't know. And their Ashba is very hard, but the Taz not often their Ashba, but I thought maybe according to what the Chakira Rebbe was saying before about whether or not Nicker is because it's Nicker because you could take it out. It's Taz just telling you, it's Shayach HaMetzias where it gets separated out here. So by butter, it's never separated. So you can't look at it as...
But then it should be Aser even if there you consume it when there's Rov.
What?
Because it's not—it's Nicker. It's not a Tarovish.
Yeah,
you shouldn't. He shouldn't need to say, come on to what he says, that maybe at the time they consume it there won't be Rov. Even if there is Rov, it's not Batal because it's Nicker. So I don't think that's what the Taz is saying. But anyway, so I think there are ways to answer Robbie's question, either by taking a Shach type approach or the like, or my original approach. But let's just summarize what the Taz says. The Taz is an amazing Bart, right? When there's three types of taruvos. Taroves yavish biyavish, we know what to do there. Simon Koftes. Taroves lach balach, everything we've seen, we know what to do there. Taroves yavish balach. In that case, Rambam says it's aser. Why? It's nikra aser. Since you could see it, even if you can't remove it, that's the definition of yavish balach, seeing, it's nikra, but you can't remove it. Rambam says aser. Rashba, it depends. If it's in a situation where you're going to consume it at a time that there's rov, mutter. Otherwise, aser. Smamisha, beautiful, brilliant Taz. Okay, good. So that's the Taz. This question of this chakira as to whether Nicker, but not efsher to remove. So again, this third category of Tarovis. So we said the Rashba's Mekel, right? That's the view of the Taz. So I thought that the Rashba's Lashitaso in two other places that we've seen. Number one, remember how he was again. What's the Rashba's Mahalik according to the Taz? That you say Bittel when it's nicker, but efshar lahafrido, right? So first of all, remember the Rashban and Mishmeres Abayis that we quoted before. We did it by Simon Kuf Beis when we talked about Bittel B'Kalim, Dav Shishma Tirin, right? So the Rashba said to the Ra'ah, who says that nicker Esser is always Aser? That's why, right, the Ra'ah said, how could you say Bittel by Kalim? The fact that you could kasher it means it's nicker Esser. So the Rashba said, no, Nikra Isser doesn't always mean lack of bittul. Nibadaraya from Eitzim Shinashim and Adekel. So the Rashba is the Baal HaShita who thinks that Nikr still has the opportunity for bittul. And the answer is over here, you see, that if it's Efshar Lafrido, then it's Takabato. Another place where you see that in the Rashba is... Well, that's for a slightly different reason. He's saying that this does not qualify as the normal rules of Nicker, because I can't actually see it by looking at it, and the fact that I could remove it by koshering it doesn't constitute it.
So
but I'm not even citing it from the din of the Rashba over there. The din of the Rashba doesn't prove that. It's the way in which the Rashba refutes the Ra'ah.
So I'm saying that it's still...
So it's not identical. What I'm saying is the Rashba is... As opposed to, let's say, my intuition, which would have been not this way. My intuition would be, if I could see the Isser, there's no room for Bittel, ever. The Rashba says not that way. And three places, expressions of that perspective. Number one, this halacha, as at least if you learn like the Taz. Number two, the Mishmer Sabayis' response that it's not automatically true that Nikar Isser means no Bittel. And finally, number three, is the Rashba and the Tshuva by the bug falling into the soup. Remember the Rashba over there said, the Shoel said, if a bug falls into a soup, the soup becomes Aser Altsbiria. But the Rashba said, yeah, but if you go ahead and you look at each bite that you eat, and there's no bug, it's mutter. So obviously we're talking about a bug that is identifiable, right? And still, the Rashba said that the only reason why it's not batal is alts birya, which means midaraisa, it is batal, even though what? It's discernible, maybe very difficult to find. So three places where the Rashba, if you want to add Eitzim Shenashim and Adek, L4, where the Rashba considers the possibility of bittel, even though it's nicker in some form.
Number three could just be like this, right?
Yeah, that's exactly it. This matter is also in this school of thought. Good. The other point is, there's a fascinating Divrei Chaim, the Sanz Rav. So he talks about what about if you live in a place where the water has bugs in it, but you can't filter it, right? Like copepods. Nowadays, we happen to be able to filter for copepods, but in the olden days, they didn't have the kalim to do that. So what's the halacha? Right? You live in a town with bugs in the water. You could see the bugs, but you can't remove the bugs. So he says it's tali nes machlokas, Rashba and Rambam, right? And the truth is that I saw the Garzin in his Haros to revise Sefer on Tolaim says that your approach to a lot of these bug shilas might fall under this category. Again, you see them, but you can't remove them. Anyway, so the Divrei Chaim says it's tali nes machlokas, Rashba and Rambam. He thinks that you have to be machmir, and therefore the water's aser, and he says if you live in such a town, you should move away. And if you don't, then you're considered violating this or bemezid. And he says you can't even drink the water except for pikuach nefesh, and then he says even in pikuach nefesh, you can't drink the water. And, okay, ayin sham. Anyway, okay. Yeah, a little bit. Okay, so here's the story. We have a little bit left to Simon, Kuf, Dalid. You know, next time we'll do it on Monday. Shouldn't take us more than 10 or 15 minutes to finish. So most of Monday's Chabura will be in Simon Kuf Hei. So make sure that you start Kuf Hei relatively soon. Kuf Hei is enormous. It's not like these little simanim that we've had for a while.